mission always involves others. See, because it's not just about you. It involves you. It's just not about you. Notice what Jesus says in John 17, verse 6. I manifested thy name to the men whom you gave me out of the world. And thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have come to know that everything thou hast given me is from you. Verse 9, I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but on those whom thou hast given me, for they are thine. Your purpose, your mission, is to impact others for the kingdom of God. If you're not involved in that, winning people to Christ and building them up in their faith through the mechanisms that God has placed you, you're not accomplishing the work that He has called you to do, because you're so busy thinking you're it. When I travel, sometimes I have to ask an attendant at the airport, what gate here, or where can I find this? And they direct me to my proper destination. When you get mail, you get your mail because at the post office, there are mail sorters who by zip code sort the mail so that the mail can reach its destination. God saved you to help others reach their divine destination. But it's hard to help somebody else reach their divine destination if you lost too. Paul told Timothy, pastor at Ephesus, that his job, the pastor's job, is to help the saints to find God's destination. He then tells believers that they are to encourage one another to help people find their divine destination. 2 Timothy 2:2, he says, these words I have entrusted in you, I expect you to entrust to others who can teach others also, so that everybody's on track with this divine destination. All I hope right now is that you've decided that that's going to be the rest of your life. You're going to live the rest of your life accomplishing the work He sent you here to do. Because guess what? He's not going to show you the work He set you here to do if He does not have you already committing to do it in advance. Because see, some of us don't know it. It's because we're waiting to see what it is first to determine whether we like it. Then we'll decide if we'll do it. And God is saying, oh, no. When you go to work, your employer gives you an assignment. Because your employer has you there, why? To do the work that He hired you to do. The fact that you ain't into it, not if He's the employer, you're there to do the work He hired you to do. God has you here to do the work He saved you to do. He don't want you coming to His job talking about this what I'm doing today, when He has something else prescribed. But most of us get up in the morning and say, this is what I am doing today, irrespective of the fact that He has another agenda for us. Now, once you make the decision to accomplish the work that He sent you here to do, you got to make that decision in advance. You can't get the information first. You must make the decision first. Then you get the information. How many have made that decision? You are going to do the work He has sent you to do. For every hand that was raised that is supported by a true heart, then this verse in the Bible will accrue to you. He that has determined to do my will shall know it.